T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cold front.
October the 7th. What?
It's cold front day.
Is it?
Yeah. Did you guys wake up scared that it was going to be cold outside? Because I did.
No.
It's a high of 70. It's a high of 70.
I mean, cold front?
I mean, it's not a cold. I mean, it's a cooler high, weather okay. We're waking up to.
I'm sorry.
Yesterday was like a high of 100.
Right.
Today's a high of 70.
82, but close
enough.
Well,
the news. Yesterday,
it's 71
Scott Fisher,
right now.
Scott Fisher said it was a high of 70.
Well, Scott was drunk.
Yeah, also, he's been at ACL for 3 days, so I wouldn't go with his weather this morning or yesterday.
So we're 82 today and then creeping back up into the 90s. With a high of 97 on Thursday.
Yeah, but look at
it's
that.
97 on Thursday.
Yeah, but look at that high for Saturday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all in the 70s.
That's awesome.
High of 70 Saturday.
I'll take it, man. It wasn't bad this past weekend, though. It was like 98, 99. Like, it didn't break double digit. And
it wasn't bad.
It was hot.
But considering with 200,000 people at Zilker Park, I mean, it was okay because everyone was sweating.
The great news is this next weekend, if you're planning to go to ACL weekend two, it could not be any more perfect.
I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, then that's the weather that where everyone is like, oh my gosh, we should move to Austin.
Yeah, that's the music festival weather.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
there.
Like, let's talk about like the weeks before that when it was like 100 for a whole month.
For sure. It's a crazy weekend, man. We're glad to be back and look forward to another weekend of some incredible live music. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And coming up next, we're going to kick off this Monday with a great happy story. But first, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber on Mix 94.7.
Booker.
Hi.
Hey, Alex. Hey.
Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
Man, this is so awesome. You know those people who pretend to be your friend but don't really care? Been on this kick lately about friends, people I think are friends, and even people I think are good friends. I'm like, well, this is just way too much work. If you're putting in so much work in being a friend with someone, I think you really have to reevaluate it.
Yeah,
right?
And it's like you want to do some type of test to like figure out like how really good are they? Will they be there for you when you need them?
Funny you say that because that's exactly what this story is about. A guy in Wisconsin named Dennis Volstad passed away a few months ago at the age of 69, and he got creative with his will. He owned a small dry cleaning business and never got married or had kids. So he had about $500,000 to his name when he died.
Not a boy.
And he secretly put in his will that all $500,000 would be divided equally to whoever showed up to his funeral.
Wow.
Really?
That's cool.
He didn't have a ton of close friends, so he figured it wouldn't be a huge turnout, but he was extremely kind and generous with everyone he knew. And it turns out he underestimated how many people really cared about him. In the end, 270 people showed up to pay the respects.
I mean, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
That just shows that he just had no concept.
All right, so I can't do the math, but if one of you can.
Sure.
How much money did people leave his funeral carrying?
So, let's see, if you take 500,000 and you divide it by 270, okay? See, that would hit that equal sign, then divide, and then get that total, and so they got letters in the mail letting them know that they were each getting about $1,800.
Wow!
Yeah.
So you just thought you were going to a funeral to pay your respects to a guy that was very nice to you.
Yeah, that'd be a weird feeling leaving because that'd be like, oh, I'm so sad, but oh my God, that's so cool, but I'm so sad.
That's the ultimate giveaway if you're generous like that. That is just cool.
So I opened it up and I'm reading it and I'm like, oh.
No.
That's unbelievable.
We were shocked.
Did not see that coming at all.
I said, I'm going to have to read this out loud and see if this says what I think it says.
It made you cry.
Provision number 5, the sum of $500,000 to be divided equally to the individuals that attend my funeral.
Yeah. That's all you had to do was show up?
Yeah.
Those people who did love him enough to attend his funeral, this was a thank you.
Yeah.
he would have been pleasantly surprised.
Darn right he would.
Would you guys feel obligated to use that money for something special? Or would you just like, groceries?
You know, what you really should do with it?
Yeah, what?
Is...
Donate it
or yeah. do something nice for someone else mm-hmm. because yeah. that's what he was doing.
Yep. Yeah. I like you say that that's what you should really do.
That's what you should do.
But
he had no stipulations. He just wanted you to have the money.
Exactly.
So, yeah, groceries. Okay. Text HAPPY to 51993, and we'll send this amazing story to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
The Backstreet Boys never had a number one hit. The closest they came was when Quit Playing Games With Your Heart got to number two in 1997. NSYNC did have a number one song, but only one.
Weird.
What was it? Sarah, A, It's Gonna Be Me, B, This I Promise You, or C, Bye Bye Bye.
Bye Bye Bye.
I'm going with This I Promise You because it's more of a ballad, like more like lovey-dovey.
This I Promise You.
This I Promise You reached number five on the charts. Mm. Bye 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 reached number four on the charts. Their only number one was It's Gonna Be Me.
All right.
Interesting.
No, wait till you hear this. Their next biggest hit? A song I'm not even sure I remember.
Oh yeah. This was with Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
It's part of a movie.
Oh my gosh, what movie was it?
I know. You ready?
It was a movie about like teaching kids yeah. how to play music.
I believe it was it Mr. Holland's Opus?
You gotta look really quick. But wow. Interesting, dude. I cannot believe. First of all, this
song reached number two.
I can't believe Backstreet didn't have a number one hit, and NSYNC only had that one. Like, blows my mind.
It's crazy, right?
That is the craziest thing ever.
I know.
Wow.
Music of My Heart was their second biggest hit with Gloria Estefan.
Dude.
One that nobody ever references.
Unbelievable.
Mystery movie.
I have 100% faith in Sarah Catherine Osborne that she's going to guess this right away. Mm-hmm. Alex, I don't know about you, though.
But any percentage of faith?
Yeah, I do. For sure. You should know.
All right.
It's a classic. That's your clue. All right. It's the mystery movie. Take a listen. See if you can figure this out.
You ready, champ?
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Then you take us out on feet.
Alex?
Is it like a Muhammad Ali movie, like Champ or something, or what's that? Yeah.
Well, there's a movie called Ali with Will Smith.
That's the one.
Okay, that's the one.
You just said Champ.
Sarah, is he right?
I think it's Rudy.
Oh.
That is correct.
Oh,
it is Rudy.
He's been ready for it his whole life to run out onto Notre Dame's field and play for Notre Dame.
In the great state of?
Indiana.
You know, it's funny because Sarah and I often argue. Her mom is from Indiana. I used to live in Indiana, and I thought it was hell on earth. So I always make fun of Indiana as being like the worst state in the. Once I left Indiana, I said I never want to even fly over.
Bro, you came in. I mean,
Indiana, like, make sure I gotta check the flight path to make sure we don't.
Beautiful state.
It does not. No, said nobody ever.
He's never been to the. You've never been to the sand dunes.
I don't even know what that is. What are the sand dunes?
That's like a big deal in Indiana. Like you live by the dunes.
I don't know what that is.
Water.
Well, anyway, I can tell you.
Caramel, Indiana, or Carmel, or whatever they have. I liked it.
I'm sure there's some nice parts of Indiana.
I mean, it was very Round Rock. There was nothing to that.
Indiana University is one of the prettiest campuses. In the country. It really is.
Most major college campuses are pretty.
And by the way, when I say it was very Round Rock-like, I mean that in a very nice way because yes. I would love to live in Round Rock. I love the white picket fences and stuff on there. So that it just reminded me of that. I thought it was pretty.
Yeah. Cool. No, you're right. Indiana University is very, very pretty. Yeah.
I'll rep Indiana. So anybody listening from Indiana, you got a pretty state.
Yeah. No, it's not a pretty state, Sarah. There are some pretty patches. Right. Okay. Some pretty patches.
I have no skin in this fight, but if you're from Indiana listening, we still love you.
This is a big argument. And for Sarah, who's never lived there in her entire life, she has so much passion for the state of Indiana.
That's where I visited my grandma every year, and I love it. My aunt's from there.
You want me to go there now because I want to see how bad it is.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that you have a little bit more pride because that's where your family lives?
Absolutely. And okay. I remember,
and
I mean,
that's
my
fine.
Backyards there, flowers grow there. It's beautiful.
Okay, well, maybe grandma's got it going on. Maybe her neighborhood has got it going
on. Oh, yeah, maybe that she has the one patch.
What city does she live in?
They were in Valparaiso.
Okay.
But I have cousins in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is not a bad
city. I liked
city.
Indianapolis when I went there.
If the devil forced me to live in Indiana, I would say, okay, well, put me in Indianapolis, because that's probably the best of the worst.
That sounds like a country song. If the devil forced me, put me in Indianapolis.
Anyway. But yes, I have pride because my mom is from there. My family's
from
there.
And that's good.
Thank you.
And good for you. And that's very, very nice. However, I took great pride in the study today that I saw. They looked at things like jobs, commute times, and natural disasters to rank the 50 most miserable cities in the U.S.
Oh, no.
Number one, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
The home of the Jacksons.
Oh, is that really? Okay, yeah. That's where I know. I was like, why do I know Gary, Indiana?
Yeah, Michael. And his brothers and sisters.
So what's so bad about it? Is it the like natural disasters? Like what goes through there? Like tornadoes and stuff?
Oh, it's just awful. It's just riddled with depression and low income, and it's awful.
I'm pretty sure Gary, Indiana, or the state of Indiana will be no time knocking down Brad Booker's door doing the promotional. Yeah.
I will not be a spokesperson for the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What's the saying? If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Okay, well, keep that in mind.
You know what? Good for you for I've never heard this bad taste of a certain topic come out. Like you said, I asked what's bad with Gary, and you're like, oh, just depression, just crime rate. On and on and on.
Well, number two is actually a city in the great state of Texas.
Which one?
Port Arthur.
Yeah.
Port Arthur. I don't know much about that.
Down by Louisiana, Houston. Or is that by Houston? It's down by Houston.
What's the deal with that?
More by Beaumont, but yeah.
Port Arthur, Texas. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Port Arthur. It's down by the Gulf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. On the hurricane way to Louisiana. And stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then number three is Detroit, which we all know is, you know.
It's seriously in the come up. Like all my friends are like, "Hey, let's go like bachelor party." I'm like, "Where?" And they're like, they see like Pittsburgh or Detroit. I'm like, really?"
Yeah.
But they said, "No, it's on there. Like it's OG."
Oh yeah. Mm. You gotta go party in
Detroit.
And
then my other friend said, "Hey, let's go do a bachelor party in Evansville, Indiana."
Heck yeah. Do it.
That's a joke.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, if you hit up a movie theater this weekend, you probably saw Joker because it easily won the box office with a $93.5 million take, which is a record for October.
Yeah, I went to see that Judy Garland movie instead.
Yeah, right.
No, I did.
You did not.
No, we did not.
The previous October record holder was a Spider-Man spinoff, Venom, which opened to $80 million last year. Internationally, Joker earned $140.5 million, resulting in a stunning $234 million global debut. I think it shocked a lot of people because they weren't exactly sure what to expect. It was very dark, and it wasn't a superhero movie, but those that knew what they were going to get, I think, really enjoyed it. If you were in Los Angeles over the weekend, though, you might have gotten a surprise, because Joaquin Phoenix himself just randomly showed up at several L.A. Cineplexes, posing with fans, shaking hands, and he got a little stage fright when someone asked him to do his infamous Joker laugh.
No, I want to see you do it. I'll do it if you do it. No, I can't. Anyways, thanks so much for coming out, and I hope you have a good weekend, and
loved
really
it.
Appreciate you guys for the movie.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of concerns over potential violence.
Mm-hmm.
None were reported over the weekend, which is very good news.
That's good. And by the way, props to Joaquin for showing up. He didn't have to do that. McDonald's is bringing back one of my favorites from a while back. I'm talking about the McRib. And it's funny because it's coming to select locations, and it's coming to Austin, Texas. And it's like, you really want to bring a McRib to Austin, Texas, the barbecue capital of the world?
You know, I was just thinking about this. I do not remember the last time I had a McRib. It may have been when I was a kid.
Really?
And I've long said the next time I get a chance to eat one, I'm going to get it.
Well, today.
And they said that it could come back as early as today.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm stopping by.
No, you should, because the last time it came around, I had it. And it actually tastes healthier than I thought it would be.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that.
I mean, it didn't taste like it used to. Like, stuff that's not good for you tastes always a lot better. And the actual McRib looked kind of good. It didn't remind me of when I was a kid, and it was just like, okay, this is like a healthier version of what I had like X amount of years ago. Again, it blows my mind of how many people still love this thing. By the way, back when they debuted in 1981, which I didn't know this, it was a failure. Like, they literally, like, it was a dud, and they pulled it completely from the menu 4 years after the release in 81. And then some places in America were complaining and saying, bring it back. So that's why we have a limited release of the McRib coming out today. By the way, if you want to see if it's in your neighborhood, you can go to mcdfinder.com.
Would you guys consider Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively A-list celebrities?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Or at least an A-list couple.
Ryan, okay. At least the A-list
celebrity.
Yeah, Ryan
celebrity. For sure. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, they gave birth to their, well, Blake did, but their third child 2 months ago, and no one knew. And
wow.
They just decided to let everybody know this weekend that they have a two-month-old baby. This makes baby number three for Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. And I was like, that is amazing that Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were able to keep that on the DL. I really didn't even know she was pregnant a third time. Like, she is a baby-making lady these days. I love it. So congratulations to them. They are now a family of five.
I always get confused with him that couple, along with Ryan Gosling and Ava Mendez.
Well, I don't get the couples confused, but I always get the Ryans confused.
100%.
Yes, for sure. Joker was number one at the theaters, and Joaquin Phoenix actually crashed a couple screenings. The McDonald's McRib is back. Find out if it's at your McDonald's at mcdfinder.com. And Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds had baby number three months ago, but we just now found out about it. That's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. If you missed out on ACL over the weekend, we did a lot of exclusive interviews backstage at ACL. It's all on our website. You can check it out now, mix947.com. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Alex Franco.
My wife had a question for me, and it kind of threw me off. She said, hey, do you think I drink more now that we have kids? And I'm like, what? But then it got me thinking. I was like, well, I don't know if you drink more, because you never really drank a lot, but there's always a bottle of wine, like, ready to go when needed, where before...
In case of emergency, yeah, break glass.
No, it's like a damn fire extinguisher. It really, really is. There always is, and it's so funny, because my wife said it came up, she went on a girls' trip with her friends to Charleston. They're young moms with young kids, and talking about just that, and it came up, and I'm like, well, you know, it's like, come think of it, I don't want you to feel alone. I think that a lot of young parents drink a little bit more, because I have a Red Bull fridge in my garage, mm-hmm, that I never would use, and then now that I have a 5 and a 2-year-old, it's plugged in, and there's always a 12-pack break in case of emergency, in case I need one, that I will sit in the garage and kind of hide from the world, mm-hmm, and have a beer or 12.
Yeah.
So I told her, you're not alone. And then I heard this amazing story from Sarah that I shared with my wife, and it made her feel a whole lot better. Because Sarah, now, it's in April, fell into teenagers. I mean, you married a guy that has teenage daughters, and Sarah did something similar.
Oh, well, and he travels a lot, so, you know, I'm like adult in charge, which is awesome.
But you've never been that.
Now, and they're great kids, and I love them so much, but, you know, things get stressful sometimes around the house. And, like, it was just a really, really stressful day, and I was just, like, waiting to get home from soccer practice so that I could go into the cabinet, and I got the Yeti tumbler that looks like, also, it's just like I could be drinking a soda.
Yeah.
And I filled it with whiskey. And I took it into the bedroom because I didn't even want to see anybody. And I didn't want to be on the couch. And I just drank whiskey in bed with the lights out. It was so luxurious. It was so awesome. And by the way, I put it in the Yeti tumbler because I didn't want them to know I was drinking whiskey.
Kayla in Georgetown, what do you think? You drink more now that you have kids?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You need to drink more when you have kids.
I agree.
At least when they go to bed. It's not a good idea to drink while they're awake.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's not? I mean, what if you're at home? Like, is that okay?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I guess that you could have a sip.
Well, I'm not going to get wasted.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. You can do that when you go to bed.
Right. And I do.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's your MO?
I mean, I drink wine practically every night now. It's like a ritual almost.
Yep.
I've gone as far as, like, going into the closet with wine, shutting the door, turning out the light, turning up the music, and just chugging wine by myself. Sometimes you just need to get away from the kids, and they won't leave you alone unless you're locked away somewhere. So I just told everyone I was going to go use the bathroom, and I just sat in the closet for 20 minutes drinking wine.
Hilarious.
I'm like, I'll do it again.
His current record is 1,252 wins with just 114 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Mahula. Mahula lives in West Austin, makes the commute to Northwest Austin, where she's a student aide at Vandergriff High. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Mahula!
Yay!
What's going on?
Not much. Just driving to work.
Go Vipers.
Go Vipers.
All right. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you five pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back, answer the same five. Whoever gets more is going to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mahula. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Question number one. This is an easy one. Kate Winslet celebrated a birthday over the weekend. What was the name of her character in the film Titanic?
Rose.
Okay. Simon Cowell, 60 years old as of today. True or false, he created American Idol?
False.
There's a list of the highest grossing horror movies of all times. And coming in, if you account for inflation, at number one with $1.2 billion is a movie about a shark. What movie am I talking about?
Jaws.
Yeah, I don't know if I call it a horror film, but they do. HBO has announced a new late night talk show that'll be hosted by Elmo from Sesame Street, the Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Is Elmo forever 3, 7, or 12? What age?
3.
And finally, Ed Sheeran covered in tattoos, and the guy that does his tattoos admits that lots of them are garbage, but they're what Ed wants. And a lot of them are really cheesy. Like, he has a Heinz ketchup bottle. He has the animated penguin from the children's show Pingu. And he has what character from Shrek? Hint, the Muffin Man created him.
I have no idea.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hey!
Hi! Hey. She did good. She got 4 right.
Yeah.
She did? Oh, man, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready?
I am.
First question, very easy. Kate Winslet celebrated a birthday over the weekend. What was the name of her character in Titanic?
Rose.
Yes. Simon Cowell, 60 years old today. True or false, he created American Idol?
No, that's false.
Yes, that is correct.
Simon Fuller did.
Yes, that is correct. A list of the highest grossing horror movies of all time is out. And if you account for inflation coming in at $1.2 billion, number one is a movie about a shark. What movie am I speaking of?
Well, it should be Sharknado, but it's not. Jaws.
Yeah, which I don't really know if I call it a horror film, but that's cool. HBO has announced a new late night style talk show that'll be hosted by Elmo from Sesame Street, the Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Is Elmo forever 3, 7, or 12?
I don't know. 7? I don't know.
No, he's forever 3. He's a little toddler.
Do they talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, like, the whole deal is that Elmo's a toddler.
It is?
Yeah. He's a baby. Finally, Ed Sheeran covered in tattoos, and the guy who does Ed Sheeran's tattoos admits that a lot of them are garbage, but they're what Ed wants. A lot of them are cheesy, too, like the Heinz ketchup bottle, the animated penguin from the children's show Pingu. And what character from Shrek, hint, the Muffin Man created him?
The Gingerbread Man?
Yes. All right, so you got 4 out of 5.
Well, we tied.
Nice.
Mahula, this is perfect because you get the prize. Congratulations. Hey. But you technically did not beat me, so you got to say it.
I'm Mahula from Austin, and I tied with Booker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Bed Bath & Beyond announced that they are closing 60 locations. I knew the company was in trouble when I got a 20% off coupon in the mail to buy a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. Getting ghosted sucks. We understand, and that's why we're here to help. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Kelly.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
It's waiting by the phone, and Kelly is waiting for Turner, who she went out with. That's an interesting name. Kelly, tell us about Turner and what happened on your date.
So I'm going to tell you something. After months of fighting it, I finally did online dating. I never wanted to do this whole online dating thing.
We were just talking about it the other day.
It's like the norm.
More people find love on online dating than they do anywhere else.
True, but it's so hard to give up being like a hopeless romantic and, you know, meeting a guy at a party or through a friend. So
sure,
it wasn't easy for me to join.
Sure. So tell us about Turner.
Turner and I, you know, we talked for about, I would say it was about a week. And then we agreed to meet up and have a pretty fun date. And he asked what I wanted to do. So I was like, you know what? It's going to be Halloween soon. Let's carve some pumpkins. It's super fun.
Okay.
So that's what we did. Oof. We went to the store and got pumpkins and the carving kits. And then back to my apartment complex and basically carved pumpkins, listened to music on the porch, talked. So I don't know why he hasn't reached out to me. Like, not a text or nothing.
I would like a clarification.
Why about
Booker
that?
Made the sound, ugh, on pumpkin carving.
Not my jam.
Not your jam.
No.
Just the smell, the touch, the feel of cotton.
That to me does not sound like a good date at all.
Oh.
Especially a first date.
But it's what she wanted to do.
Sure. Yes. Uh-huh. And for some people, it's awesome. I'm just saying that's not for me.
Gotcha. I think it sounds fun and creative.
Well, let's call him and see what we got. All right.
Yeah, please do.
Hello.
Hey, Turner, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. Thank you for answering the phone. We just want to talk to you for a quick minute about something that we're doing on the radio. It's called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Kelly on the line. Kelly contacted us because she said she went out with you, and you guys had a little pumpkin carving, and she had a great time, and she hasn't heard from you. So we're like, well, how about we call, and we'll just be the mediators, and we'll see if Turner would be willing to discuss with us as to why you're not interested in going out with her again. Is that fair? You're not interested in going out with her? Or why don't, do you mind telling us your side of the story?
Well, yeah, that's a lot.
we hear that all the time.
I guess I can't really. Well, I was trying to be nice by, you know, letting her plan a date. I thought, you know, maybe she'd choose a bar or something.
So when you said, I want you to plan the date, you were thinking that she was going to be like, well, let's go to XYZ bar or restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a pretty standard date thing. I thought that, you know,
okay,
you're just going to meet somebody. That felt easier than, you know, I don't know, like this whole like pumpkin carving. I don't know. I went with it and like, you know, because I don't know, like she, like, it got me back to her place and, you know, I thought, you know, maybe I'd get some action while the pumpkin seeds were baking, but
dude, gosh!
Wait, you were baking? Wait, hold up! I don't even know what this.
Can hear me rolling my eyes
Sarah's
right
eyes.
Now.
Oh my god!
But they're rolling so hard.
Well, when a woman invites you back to her house,
I thought I was in.
Don't finish the
oh
sentence.
Oh my god!
Don't finish that sentence, Booker.
I'm saying some men.
I wouldn't finish it.
Believe that is an invitation.
I mean, clearly Turner. I mean, like he said, he thought he was in.
Based upon experience.
For sure.
A woman that's not interested typically does not invite you back to her house.
There's a lot of steps between, hey, why don't you come over to my house? And
of course.
A lot of steps.
Of course.
A lot of doors you got to open.
But that first big, gigantic door happens at the main entrance to your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then literally the date, that's consisted of going through that door. So I could see where, like, guy would think that.
The weirdest thing about all this is, what the hell? I don't get it. You're baking pumpkin seeds? I thought you were just carving. Well, what do you mean baking pumpkin seeds? What is that?
Booker's never carved a pumpkin, has he?
Oh, my God. Have you never carved a pumpkin?
No, really.
I mean,
honest.
I guess I have. I don't know. I don't know
like
if I have or not.
Like you take the pumpkin seeds out and you put them in an oven.
And do what with it?
Have you ever had pumpkin seeds in your life?
Yeah, you eat them.
You eat them?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Not interested.
Well, yeah, you salt them up, put some spices, you roast them up, and they're crunchy and
Why
warm.
Why would I do that?
Because it's good?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, that's like industry standard.
Do you just suck on it or
no,
you spit
you
it?
Chew
Have
it.
You never eaten a pumpkin
oh
seed?
This is not a thing.
Okay, I'm going to make some this weekend.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, I'll buy some.
That's
How about
a whole lot of work for very little return.
No, literally go to the store. You can go to 7-Eleven, and then next to the sunflower seeds, there's a pretty good chance if you look to the left or right, there's a white bag that says pumpkin seeds.
You eat it.
The whole thing.
The seeds.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
Not interested.
So it's like, you know how like, okay, how do you, this is awesome.
Yes. This is
how
awesome.
Do you eat a cashew?
Well, I pop it in my mouth.
What do you do?
And I swallow it.
You chew
it's
it?
It's a nut.
Okay. And what about almond?
It's a nut, Sarah. Is a pumpkin seed a nut?
No, but you chew it.
It's a seed. I'm not interested.
You chew it just like you do a cashew and an almond.
I love this. Okay.
All right.
Oh, man,
that's awesome.
I never knew that's what you did.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I'm not even sure I've ever carved a pumpkin. See, I don't need all that drama in my life. I'll just pay someone to do it for me.
You have children now. This is what you have to do.
Let's go back to Kelly and Turner for a second.
Yeah.
Kelly was quiet through the entire conversation with Turner, but after you heard what Turner said, what are your thoughts right now? How are you feeling?
Be honest, too.
I mean, I'm really taken back. And if you wanted me to plan the date and I suggested something and you went along with it, you should have said and been a man and said, no, I don't want to do that.
Mm.
Or plan the date your damn self.
Yeah. Plan it your damn self.
Yes. Okay.
Well, how do you feel about that, Turner?
I mean, I was just trying to do something nice, but I guess I just took one for the team for nothing.
Did you at least eat the seeds?
No, I threw him out when I got
home. Yeah, I don't blame
you. You're a jerk.
Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.